Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord on Mount Tabor. This event mystery is recalled twice during the liturgical year. First, on the second Sunday of Lent, in order to remind us of the divine power of Christ, who freely lays his life down and has the power to take it up again. And then today's feast, we recall the exaltation of Christ in anticipation of his eternal glory and splendor, a splendor and glory which Christ extends to us as well, that we are to share on this glory of his fully in heaven. As we heard in today's second reading, St. Peter recounts his experience of the Transfiguration. It would be marked in his mind, would never forget this amazing experience. It would serve him well in the difficulties he would have faced in the preaching of the gospel. As he wrote, "We had been eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory, 'This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.' We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain." Just seeing a glimpse of Christ's divine glory and splendor strengthened St. Peter's faith so much. He was able to then strengthen the faith of his brethren and ultimately die for the faith, to die for Christ, and then share in that glory of Christ in heaven. Now Christ calls you and I to ascend Mount Tabor with him as well, to get a glimpse of his divine glory, and so strengthen our faith in him. And that will enable us to follow him to that other mountain, Mount Calvary, and stand at the foot of the cross with all the faithful of all ages, beginning with Our Lady, the Virgin Most Faithful. And in the meantime, we have need of our Tabor moments, you could say. Moments on Mount Tabor with Christ, times when we can just simply be with our Lord, as if on a mountaintop, all alone with him, without distractions, without the noise from the world. You know, times when we can just simply, yes, say with St. Peter, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." It's especially in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, Eucharistic adoration, that we can experience these Tabor moments, a little bit of the glory of Mount Tabor, and be in our Lord's presence. Not a dazzling and fearful presence, but a very humble and inviting and veiled presence. Our Lord is so approachable in the tabernacle, in the monstrance. You know, St. Peter Julian Aimard calls the tabernacle a little Tabor, for it houses the Lord of glory, the same Christ of whom the Father exclaims, "This is my chosen Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Now, it's interesting that St. Peter, he wanted to construct three tents, or, you know, more accurately, tabernacles on Mount Tabor for Jesus, for Moses, for Elijah, to kind of capture that moment, you know, and perpetuate it. He didn't want it to end. And so here we have, again, the tabernacle, the pitched tent, as it were, where Jesus is with us for all times. So our Tabor moments with Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament, our visits, our time with him, will gradually transfigure us and will help us to follow Jesus wherever he goes. Yes, we have to follow him, descend Mount Tabor, ascend Mount Calvary, and from there, be taken up one day to heaven, where we can repeat for the rest of eternity, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Praise be Jesus and Mary.